talk is cheap, but words cut deep. We gotta take a stand and fight hand in hand. Hide behind your lies and your disguise. It starts with you and I to keep the love alive. You gotta change with your sense of dignity. No hate, we gotta act differently. Why wait? Be the positivity. I'll stand up, we hang enough. Change with your sense of dignity. No hate, we gotta act differently. Why wait? Be the positivity.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Java with Shoshone Show. That's right, y'all, here on the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. Pretty excited about my next guest, you guys. He is here to help the American people. That's right. He's going to help protect your assets, my assets, secure our financial futures in any way that, you know, he is built to do. His website's incredible. There's so much to learn today. And he can actually help you create your own wealth. So please welcome my next guest, Mr. Joe Lombardi is here. Joe, there you are.
Let's go.
Let's do this. It is time to roll. I'm so excited to have you back.
Oh, I love it. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. We put a lot of time into like what people are doing. And you're one of those people that have stepped up in our community, right? The Patriot community across the nation, Americans, people, and you're there to help, which is so hard to find because we trust no one, right? In today's world, we trust nobody with our money for sure. The banks rob us. There's so many things that we could go on and on about, but let's just talk about how we can't right now in these times afford or depend upon our monetary system, right? And that many Americans are financially struggling, okay? So they really need to protect their future and their wealth. So what's the direction going on right now that would help, like, okay, well, in my family, there's small businesses, Joe. They lost their butts during the COVID times, right? We have bar owners. We have people who own other small businesses between, like, you know, Etsy stores and different outlets of stores. And they weren't allowed to do so many things. And they lost, like, 2 years worth of business in many aspects. So people were, like, trying to sell online and do things differently. And they had no security. We know people that just went out across the globe. Here in my own town, we lost maybe 5 to 7 small businesses at one point that kind of went dead and silent for a while and struggled to come back, you know, and are making it work now. But that was a process. They had no security, Joe.
Yeah.
None. Help us, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it with my own family. You know, my dad was J.B. Lombardi Builders. He ended up falling 3 stories off a ladder and 30 years just gone. You know, I watched my mother die at 52 years old, supposed to live from alcoholism, had no life insurance. And my grandfather owned Lombardi Masonry. When he passed, he left it to my grandmother, over $4 million. And that was all stolen by a nursing home within 7 years when she had a stroke that led to dementia. So it's very sad that we have so many demons and enemies coming to take what's ours, and we need a shield. You know, we need that protection from the creditors, banks, economy, competitors. It's really sad. You know, it comes down to the old saying, if you, you fail to plan, your plan's to fail. And so many Americans are so consumed that our business owners on working in their business 24/7 that they're not working on their business. And then when it just takes one or two little things to come and everything they built is just gone.
So true. I mean, you had a really great life as a kid for a moment and it got ripped out from underneath you. And I'm so glad that we're kind of talking about that right now as we head into this, because that seems to be what everybody's trying to rebuild right now, is that everything was ripped out from underneath us across America, you know, and forced into lots of things. And as we're trying to come out of it, there's still no stability. When you open a business, you're just like on your own. Even if you have a business loan, you're just on your own completely with no protection. So for instance, something happens to like me tomorrow, I'm going to crash 50 some people, right? I'm going to crash the voice of 50 something people that can reach a million or more a week with all those people. So these are the things that I'm like, you know, really concerned about going into the future, because I need to have a protection too for the people that I protect in their content and their videos and their news sources and, you know, all these kinds of things. And there's so many people like me that are way bigger. So these are important factors, you know, once you're listed as a business and whatnot, it's a place to be to protect the employees too. And, you know, now my income, of course, I pay for everything out of my pocket. There is no money here, right? But there are companies that are paying their people. PHP is about helping patriots, so almost everybody's free. But at the same time, the expense has to get covered somewhere down the line. And we have to protect everyone from, you know, the bad people that are involved with the infiltration into our communities of people right now. So, yeah, your story is incredible, how you survived that. Tell them how you decided what you were going to do.
Yeah, I mean, my parents divorced when I was 4. You know, I grew up in an attic after the divorce that really had no running water. So it was a mattress, you know, a microwave, a toaster, a TV. And then we moved down to the first floor of this three floor apartment, and then drug addicts moved upstairs and started robbing us as my dad was doing well. And then my grandmother gave my dad a loan to really grow JB Lombardi Builders in the late 90s. And he went from making maybe $50,000 a year to over $1 million a year. And then it was like everything changed. And then I moved to a nicer town. We got a foreclosed house, moved in with my grandmother. So we sold her house, used that money. And things were great. And then, you know, about 4 or 5 years after that, my dad falls and back to having nothing again. And it was so sad to think my dad had all the resources to build a strong financial foundation for his children, you know, his mother that he was taking care of. And it all collapsed. And so many Americans live that way. They live paycheck to paycheck. They live one, you know, set of new tires away from bankruptcy. It's really sad. And it just boils down to being disciplined, which us Americans are not. You know, we're all unhealthy, we're all overweight, we all spend money frivolously. We get these checks from the government, and instead of saving it to build something, we just burn it on food or a bike or a car that we shouldn't afford because we can't make the payments 3 years from now, but we'll buy it today. And we make these poor choices, and it's all about education, ethics, morals, you know, God, all the things that were taken out of our school system and our educational system, which teaches us with social media, people taking pictures in front of cars they don't own, dressing up in no clothes for clicks and OnlyFans. And it's demoralizing what God had intended for us.
Amen.
And if we don't have those morals and ethics, it's going to pour into our financial life, right? If it's so in our physical life, it's in our mental life, it's in our spiritual life, it's going to pour into our financial life. And I can easily see that doing this for 21 years. You know, I had clients making $60,000 a year that were millionaires because they would live like they were making 30. And I had clients making $500,000 a year that were negative, meaning their net worth was negative. They had Harley Davidsons at 32% interest. They had boats that they never even rode at 23% interest. And it comes down to trying to get the knowledge. But where do you get the knowledge from? Who do you trust? You trust the government with their 401ks and their IRAs and their Roth IRAs and their SEPs and simples and pensions. And if a 401k wasn't successful, there wouldn't be 30 different 401k types. And those just benefit Wall Street and the government, because half your money goes towards Wall Street and fees. Like, what's 1.5% times 30? Mm-hmm. That's 45%. Simple. Compounding, it's like 60% of your account going to Wall Street. And then if you take a look at federal tax, state tax, FICA, Medicare, unemployment, Social Security tax, now that's another 50%+ of your money going to the government. So it's like, where are we supposed to go? Is it crypto? Well, the further we grow crypto, the faster the central bank digital currency, the CBDC, is going to come out. And so we're just giving them all our money to build a blueprint to control our money and shut our money off anytime we want. Because they're just going to copy when Bitcoin gets big enough. It's nowhere near big enough, but it will be. And we're basically funding our own jail, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's really crazy. People don't have that intellect because they're worried about how am I going to eat lunch today? How do I get my kid to sports? How am I going to afford this tax bill that just came up 2 days ago? You know, how am I going to afford all the inflation? Gasoline's $4, you know, thanks, Joe Biden. And how am I going to be able to do that? We have the Keystone Pipeline. We have all these resources. We could be self-sufficient. But unfortunately, our government doesn't care about us, and they haven't. They only care about themselves. They kill humans across the globe
for
money. They fund both sides of the war, let people murder each other, and then just count the money. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like we have to be tight-knit. We have to come together.
We really do. We really do. Good point made there. You know, I think about people who are retiring right now. I think I told you my husband did retire and took another position. And, you know, now he's the mayor here. And we looked at our retirement and you start to think like, well, when you take money out, and I just want to ask this for many questions of your retirement later, you're then again taxed.
Yes.
It is insane. There is so like, I don't need a roof because we had a roof put on, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. But if I needed a roof, that bill was like $17,000 or something, okay, for this type of roof on this home. So it was insane. So of course there was an insurance thing going on because everybody got roof damage. That's why they needed a roof. We had massive hailstorms come through here. So there was claims everywhere. But if we wanted to pay cash for that, for instance, okay, say we never wanted to make a claim or whatever, and we wanted to make, you know, just do a roof or add on to your home and you want to pay cash, you want to take the money out to do that out of your money, right? You go to do that and now you are at a 10% on your money charge, you know, so there has to be a better system. And it's just insane to me how that works for us. And then you're taxed again on the money you're already taxed on. I mean, this seems illegal to me, right?
Yeah, you're taxed on tax on tax, because if you add state tax, federal, FICA, Medicare, unemployment, Social Security, then you add sales tax, and you add car tax, then you add cell phone tax, alcohol tax, tobacco tax.
I was taxed on this cup Heidi got me. She got taxed for the truth, okay?
And the crazy thing about your story, that $17,000 roof, if you were to pull it out of your 401k, it cost you about $30,000. Because you have to give the government 13 to net the 17. It's
to have a roof over my head, just to repair the roof over my head, right?
Yeah, I mean, there is strategies that the ultra wealthy and the elite have built for themselves that they do not make public.
Oh, this is good. This is where I'm Joe Lombardi bound. Everybody get your pencil, get your pen, because I'm telling you, this right here is what you're going to want to hear on the end of the day. On top of his other great information, because I've heard a little piece on this, and there's codes, Joe, right? There's stuff you
put in the coffin.
You save us. Come and save us, Joe. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's Googling IRS code 7702, which is a code embedded in life insurance. And it's knowing how to build a shell around your money using that IRS code. Meaning, if the death benefit inside of life insurance is legally tax-free through the IRS, which it is, if you were to overfund a small base policy, all that money you're overfunding falls under that code wrapper around your money. So now your money is what? It's sue-proof. It's liquid. No 59 and a half year rule. No 10% penalty. no state taxes, no federal taxes, no FICA, Medicare, unemployment, Social Security taxes. Because what the ultra wealthy do is when they need money, they don't take income. They take liens against assets. Similar to like Elon Musk, right? He's worth billions and billions of dollars. If he wanted a quick 100 mil, do you think he's going to sell 100 million of stock? Or is he going to leverage that stock to then pull money out, and it's legally tax-free because it's a loan?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the ultra wealthy do, is they lean and loan against assets they accumulate over their life. So therefore, when they're making 30, 80, 100, $500 million, they can pay $0 on any taxes, which doubles and triples their net worth. Because if you have $1 million in a 401k, you're not a millionaire. Because
right.
if you were to take that money out, the government's going to take half.
Yeah.
So you're a 500,000-aire with $1 million asset on paper. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with real estate with capital gains. It's the same thing with brokerage accounts with capital gains. There's only three legal ways where you can put money into something, have it grow, and then pull the money out tax-free.
Okay.
That's a Roth IRA. That's a municipal bond. Or that's cash value life insurance. And so knowing that these strategies are out there, but I'm nervous, I'm scared, who do I trust? Well, wouldn't you trust somebody that is 5-star rated on Google, A+ rated on the Better Business Bureau, has won 27 industry awards, has been featured on the cover of the top 40 advisors in the country under 40 years old through 100 INC magazine.
I know that guy. I know him.
So it's like you people can't make that leap because there's three crucial things that have to happen. They have to trust their agent or their advisor or their financial planner or whatever the heck you want to call us, financial professionals, investment advisor. They have to trust that person. Then they have to trust the company they work for, right? And then they have to trust the company that they're offering them to move their money into. And that's very difficult because there's a lot of MLMs, multi-level marketing, financial planning company. I mean, the guy's a plumber on Tuesday and a financial planner on Wednesday. It's insane. And so it's like, what do I do? Because at the end of the day, everybody has a 401k. Nobody's winning, right? They may have a good year here or there. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's illiquid. It's high fee. It's high taxed. You're in the casino market. And you're run by BlackRock, Vanguard, S&G, PIMCO. Those run the world. So if they decide that on a random Thursday, they want the market to drop 2, 3%, they want it to drop 10% over a week, you really think us so-called peasants who aren't billionaires and trillionaires now, I can say,
yeah,
that we can't move the market.
Right.
So it's like they can do whatever they want, and they've been doing this to us for decades. Because all they have to do is come together, make a phone call. Hey, billionaire buddy. Hey, trillionaire buddy. I'm going to sell this stock on this day. And it's even worse in crypto. They do it blatantly in crypto.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever seen like Bitcoin go like 60 grand and drops to 58. And then within 3 seconds, it's back to 60. Well, does anybody want to question what happened? How did it drop $2,000 in a second and then come back right to where it was 3 seconds later? And that's through pump and dump schemes, which is legal inside because it's unregulated. So it's like really understanding, which the average person doesn't have time for this. They usually have kids, they have a business, they have their own problems, they have family, they're taking care of their parents. They don't have time to research it. And the priority goes down and down and down and down the list until mm-hmm. what? My aunt dies. My grandma's going through this. The state just stole $500,000 from my grandfather. And they're like, oh, crap. It's like you need to see, like, ghosts probably exist, but nobody's going to talk about it unless they see it. It's mm-hmm. the same thing with planning. You have to, like, feel it, taste it, see it to say, oh, my God, I have to do something. When all along you had to do something. And you'd rather do it when you're younger and healthier than when you're older and unhealthier. So it's like so important to build that financial foundation that protects you and the people you love most from a death, a disability, long-term care, living long, right? That's the one we all ideally want.
Yeah.
And that's the one where most people run out of money, and now they're sucking assets and income away from their children because they're like, hey, inflation's kicking my butt. I went on Social Security 25 years ago, which was a lot of money then, but inflation, it's not worth nothing now, and I'm on a fixed income. So as expenses go up, my income stays the same. So how am I going to survive if I'm lucky enough to live into my 80s, possibly my 90s? You are going to be flat broke. And it's like, then what do? Now you're going to ask your 50-year-old son or daughter, hey, I sort of need like an extra $1,000 a month because I can't afford this house. And it's just all these things that we don't plan for because we're brainwashed about instant gratification, right?
Yeah, we are.
College. Oh, mm-hmm. Student loans.
Like, what we're about, like, oh, yay, certainly give me the money and I'm paying this back because this is now.
Yeah, but I just watched a video where this woman was crying on TikTok because she took out a $110,000 loan, paid $500 a month for 8 years, and paid something along the lines of like $50,000 towards her loan, and it went up. It actually went to like 109 from 106. So it's you are enslaving your future self because of your brainwashing of our debt consumerism society that I want it now, like that girl from Willy Wonka, right? Mm-hmm. I want college, I get a student loan. I want a car, I get a car note. I want a house, I get a mortgage. I'm broke, I want a TV, I get a credit card, right? So it's like we torture our future selves so that we can benefit today our present selves. But if you're lucky enough, your future self is going to become your present self, and you're going to be so far behind the eight ball that you are going to lose the game of life. And finances, unfortunately, is the top two reasons why there's divorce. It's the top one reason why there's robberies. It's top one reason why there's killings and muggings is money. And so it's like, if you want to get away from that, I mean, I've heard stories of people getting killed for their Jordan sneakers in New York City. $150 is worth a life. That's it. So it's like, you need to build that foundation, right? I like land, right? I don't like cities. I don't like to be under the thumb of everybody else. I like to be my own individual because we're all equal under God, who is somebody who is my equal telling me what I can and can't do in God's world.
Right? Amen.
So it's like, I want to build that foundation. I want to get away. I want to go to grass. I want to go to land. I have a garden. You know, my basement looks like a freaking grocery store. I just bought even more prep food.
That's great.
I got guns. I got ammo. I got alarm system. I have cameras.
Prepared.
Like, you got to have that. Like, they look down to preppers. There's people that look down to people that prep. Like, oh, you're dumb. Well, really? So I'm dumb to be wearing a seatbelt when most likely I'm not going to crash my car. You know, like, I'm dumb, you know, to have bars on a roller coaster if I decide to go on one because I could fall out. Like, preparing is the most crucial thing you can do to increase your probability of success. There's no other metric meter if you want to succeed in life is to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So if the worst comes, you're fine. You may be emotionally distraught. You may be physically distraught. But the worst thing to be, where I've been in it three times now in my short life, I was emotionally distraught. See, I was on the job site. I watched my dad fall three stories. He's in the hospital. He's getting surgery after surgery on his ankle. His bones disintegrated into 1,000 pieces. And you're like, oh, it's not too bad. Well, the rehabilitation is like 3 months per surgery. Mm. And then they put the bone in. It didn't go right. They put the rod in. Then go right. And then another surgery. And they got to move. And they got to shave it. And another surgery. And by the time 2 years went by, all his trucks were gone. They were stolen by his own workers because they had families to feed. All his tools were taken. He came out. He had a bunch of real estate. So, oh, I'm fine. I have real estate. Well, really, if you're incapacitated, who's going to collect the checks? Who's going to cash the checks for you?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't have a mom. My ex-stepmom drank vanilla extract and Listerine during pregnancy and almost murdered my sister. She was born 9 weeks early with fetal alcohol syndrome. She's born 2 pounds, 7 ounces.
Yeah.
So, and guess who had to raise her at 15 years old when my dad fell? Because there was nobody over 18 in my home. It was me, my dad, and her. And the ex-stepmom was in a rehab center for months. She almost died. That was fun. So, like, horrible. I had to step up and drop out of football, track, and basketball at Fairfield Ward and go work at a daycare. Yes. I would drop her off. I would still go to high school, but then after high school, I would work there till 6. Then I'd walk down Tungus Hill to go to Burger King or something cheap because I didn't cook. I was 15 years old.
Yeah, right. Like,
it really...
It's really incredible how that, I mean, obviously changed your life forever, but look at what you've done with it and the amount of people you're helping. It's like you were built, like God stepped in and said, this is hard, but from this, you will build one of the greatest companies to help other people financially survive here. You know, I mean, man, it's your story always blesses my heart. Like, I always feel like, oh, God bless him, because it's a deep one, you know. And I think every American needs to know that every business owner who's trying to help you is, you know, not always got the legit life experience behind them like you do. And that's why I have you here, because I have so much respect for what you've been doing and going through. I don't do any other financial shows. Joe is my guy, just so you guys know. Like, he will be the guy I invest with. That's how I trust him. You can put my name on it. These other people I'm very nervous about. So I don't do any other financial shows. This one happens to be something that will help you regardless of what you have. But I don't want to skip these questions before we get into like more stuff with you. Visible, she works with me, Invisible, here. She's been helping a long time. She wants to know if she should close out her 401k because she has approximately 100 in there. And she's not really sure where to go with that right now. And she's getting close to retirement age here soon.
Yeah, so when you close a 401k or an IRA or a SEP, simple, any type of qualified money or government money, what's going to happen is if you're not 59 and a half, you're going to pay a 10% penalty because of early withdrawal penalty. You're going to then pay state tax of, you know, I can quote Connecticut, roughly 7%. And then you're going to pay federal tax, your tax bracket, usually between 15 and 28%. And so when you add all that up, it comes out to anywhere between 35 and 40% you're just going to waste. So I don't advise closing qualified money. What I advise to do is to roll that into an IRA. I think the biggest risk is twofold. One, the market going down, and two, taxes going up. So what I do for all my clients is I roll over their existing qualified money into what's called a fixed income annuity. You buy option contracts on a low volatility, long spread mutual fund, which is very inexpensive. So you actually have a floor of zero. So you cannot lose in the strategy, guaranteed contractually, by 176-year-old AAA-rated mutual investment insurance company. So you put your money there, and then by doing that, if the market goes up, you're going to get a 280% to 355% return because you're not owning the individual stocks. You're owning options on the stocks, like calls. And then what the insurance and investment company does is they buy puts. So if the market goes down, they make money, and you don't lose. And if the market goes up, you make all the profit. And there's one that's literally free. So it doesn't have the 12B1 fees, the Class A share fund fee, the money management fee, the annual account fee, the mutual fund expense fee, which is making Wall Street rich with your dollars. Mm-hmm. It takes it out of that field. It's actually given to an insurance company. And you're like, oh, insurance investment, they both are crooks. Well, the way I look at it, insurance company is the safest place for your money. Well, why mm-hmm. is that? Well, they survived the Civil War, World War I, the Great Depression, World War II. They're mutual, which means they're owned by the policy owners, the people that invest in that company. Mm-hmm. So you don't have stockholders taking 10% of your money. You don't have, you have a shield around your money where that company can always do an initial public offering called an IPO to raise funds if they're in hardship, which they haven't been in 176 years.
Yeah.
So, and by law, they have to keep dollar per dollar because they're classified as an insurance company, not an investment company that can do different multipliers on your money called margin, right? Insurance companies can't do margin like banks do margin through micro lending. So the insurance company is the safest place for your money, believe it or not, because they legally have to keep your dollars in their general account instead of trying to be greedy and loaning out money they don't have, like our hedge fund system, our banking system, our investment company system. those, in my opinion, are more crooked because they can do ill acts and you have no control. At least at a mutual company, you have control to know that the law state they cannot do anything that would put you or your money in jeopardy. So that's why I easily say, legally, I've never lost a client a dollar in 20 years. And I never charged a client a dollar in 20 years.
Right.
I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. I would tell Invisible and the next person I'm going to ask this question for, Rat Dog is her name, a very good friend of mine, both of them to go to his website and schedule your consultation, because you're going to get blown away with what Joe can actually help work you through. So both of them, because I know them so well, I know what their situation is. And Rad Dog's question, this is a good question. She wants to know how basically gaining full access to her 401k with a brokerage account linked to it, manages her own stock and purchases. She's really good at that. But what does she need to do with this now?
So there's two strategies I have with my clients. There's either an income need or a growth need or both. Mm-hmm. So if let's say one of my clients says, Joe, my biggest concern, I saved up $100,000 or $1 million or whatever the number is, and I'm ready to start drawing on it. Well, the prudent man strategy today, which you can research it, is only about 3% that you should pull out and have a 99% probability of lasting 20 years in our stock market going up or down. So what insurance and investment companies done is they do fixed income annuities. So I do a lot of these, probably about 20 million a year in income and about 30 million a year in growth in annuities. What the income does is it says per based on your age, your sex, and when you plan on pulling the money, similar to Social Security, they're gonna turn your asset into what? A pension. Right? So you'll never outlive it. It's actually guaranteed lifetime income rider. But not only that, on the income driver strategy, I do a lot. They will actually give you 35% bonus on your money year one. So if you dump in $100,000, they're going to give you $35,000 on your money as your annuitization number. And then they're going to give you 10% of your money roll up. So it all depends on a lot of factors. There isn't a one size fits all. If there was, I would just do one meeting and then hire 100 people to do what I do. Because you have to really look into a lot of factors, which are what? Time horizon, risk tolerance, how much you have, monthly budget. Do you want to leave a legacy? Do you have long-term care? Do you have any permanent life insurance? These are all questions you have to have in place, because you may think your plan is ironclad, but then something happens that you're unprepared for and all your money's gone.
Yeah.
So it's like having that foundation, you know, based on what Dog has said, it's like depending on when she wants income, she can do part of her money in an income annuity, part of her money in a growth annuity. The growth annuity averaging the last 10 years, about 14% with a 0% floor you cannot lose. And then the income annuity, you're going to get anywhere between 6 and 8% of your money for the rest of your life. And if the market does anywhere decent, you keep your principal.
Yeah.
So it's like I can throw $1 million in this thing, pull out $70,000 a year, and then when I die, still leave the $1 million I had to my spouse or my children. So that's the most efficient way to do it, because people have a misconception of the old school annuities from the 80s or 90s where I give up that asset. It's super high feed. You know, there's variable annuities, there's fixed annuities, there's index annuities, there's income annuities. It's like there's some annuities that are so bad. So I do a lot of transfers. If you already own one, I can take a look at what you have. And by the way, this is all free. And if you decide to work with me, you don't get a bill or anything. I just say, it was nice to meet you. I wish you good luck. But very few people actually do that. But you could.
Yeah. She would be great with you. She's very good at what she does as a single mom who raised kids and has separated time to learn the process and know what to do. She'd be really good at asking the right questions. And you could really point her, I know, in a very good direction. And she shares all of our stuff here for you. So thank you for doing that today, Rat Dog, and getting them out there, because she has a nice, big, huge following. So I appreciate you, girl. Anyway, you connect with him for sure, because we got to get to the website, because we got to show the dirt, okay? We got to show the sauce here, because you guys, when I go over here, I actually sit here. This is me last night, like learning on all kinds of things just on the website, right? You can see Joe here. Now, my thing about this was there were so many different types, okay? And I scrolled through and I was like, wow, what is all of this, right? Obviously, disability and life and stuff. But I got into somewhere, I think it might have been buy-sell agreements. Where are the annuity thing that you talk about on here?
Yeah, that's going to be added very soon because it's really the hottest strategy on the market. There's more people rolling money into annuities now than even 2008, which was the over $300 billion went into a 12-month period. We're now reaching levels closer to $500 billion. Being moved in these strategies because people are realizing that our economy is pretty unstable with our debt and the elections and the wars and all the different things going on. And they've got a really good return in the last 12 months, about 25% to 30%. And they want to lock that in. They want to say, hey, I don't want like the last few days in the market marks down like 5 points. So people are like, I'm getting nervous. I want to lock in my gains before the market turns down. And it will be on there. There's tons of information. I have written 3 books, which are on my website as well, that I'll send to all your viewers for free. I've been featured in International Business Times, Business Insider, Market Insider. I'll send those to free to anybody who wants them. If you want to book directly to my calendar, I have a Calendly, which is calendly.com/Ironhawk Financial, one word. And then you can just book a 30-minute, 1 hour meeting on my calendar. And there's also get in touch with us. You can fill out your name, your email, your phone number. I'll reach out to you personally. You have my business cell phone right on the website where you can reach out. Say, hey, I found you on the Java with Jody show. Because at the end of the day, I want to take care of people who take care of me. If you help me put food on the table for my family, I like to help put food on the table for your family. It's just I believe we live in a karmatic world, a spiritual, energetic world. And I believe karma can be very good. We only talk about it being a B, but karma could be very good if you do good things. And I've been very blessed having 3 children, being my wife for 21 years, running a very successful business, helping a lot of people, standing out as one of the top guys in my field. Through different categories and metrics. And it's a lot of fun. I love doing this. I love putting people in a better position after they meet me than before they met me.
Oh, I can only imagine just knowing you. I know that how fulfilling it is when we're helping people.
It is.
So I can only imagine how it is for you on a financial level. I feel good when I can help people just with verbalizations and stuff, So being able to help them with like monetary stuff would be amazing because we're all struggling in this Biden inflation time and era right now. And, it's not going to go down. So, there's going to have to be a lot before inflation decreases. I don't know that it ever has in a lifetime. So, modern wealth management, that was a big thing for me because you don't have to be wealthy to manage what you already have. And you really do explain a lot of this right here with your insurance planning and your videos. And I kind of have been through everything on here, and I was just really reading and learning last night again to refresh. But your pivotal moment about your family doesn't just take the hardships that you had and grab the people to act. But I firmly believe that was like your seed being planted to be here right now in this time to help so many people. And I went through like your comments here, and you guys can do that. I don't know if they're still here on this version I'm on, but
yeah, if you scroll down, all my Google reviews are there.
Okay. So you guys, you will see so much stuff on here. Okay. Now I'm getting to the part. Now I know where to go, Joe.
Yeah, you scroll up, it has some of the reviews, and then there's all the different views.
And everybody who's worked with you that has taken the time to leave a review has been amazing. So my one thing was learning about annuities, right? Not familiar. Business coverage for protecting your enterprise and your future. Speaking of the hat I have on, is a personal family small business, an officer who owns it, who actually does very well on the side with warrior flags and engraving. And you guys can get these along with the cups anywhere. And I'm going to be sending him Joe's way to help protect his business because he has exploded. And I think that would be a great thing for him to learn about too. So right here, the books. Okay, so I had overlays of these. And I'm sorry, Joe, I was rushing and I didn't get the overlay up. So we're just going to screen share. But I'm very interested about being your own bank, right?
Yes.
Unlocking that power and the cash value of your life insurance. That's huge. Even reinvesting for me into more life insurance could be a thing. You know, I'm not trying to leave this world and leave my children with a bunch of problems or debt. So, you know, those things. Strategizing for financial security right here, this book and this one. So if you guys want these books, please DM me or contact Joe here and he can send you his digital free copies and you won't have to buy them on Amazon, which is amazing of you, Joe.
Yeah, my goal is to get the information out there. I'm very, very blessed. When you're dealing with over $1 billion in your rollovers of protection, you're pretty much set for life. So,
yeah.
You know, my book of business funds my lifestyle and my real estate and other assets I have is makes it really easy. So at this point in my career, I'm just trying to help as many people as I can because I wish there was somebody that would have helped my dad. I wish there was somebody that would have helped my mom or my grandmother make good financial decisions. And unfortunately, there wasn't anybody and they suffered financially and emotionally. So,
and then you figured out how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I started off chasing trucks on the highway when I was 19 years old. That's why I started my business. They used to call me the dogs. I pulled behind construction companies. You know,
that's great.
On the cover of the Who's Who in building and construction. Because
I love this.
So many construction guys, roofers, masons, landscapers, excavators, small business owners. Because a lot of those businesses, they have nothing and they have decent incomes. They're making over the median income because they own a business, most of them, and they had nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you have a boat. Like you literally have all these luxuries, but you don't have a foundation. And it's like just anything can. I was just on my life. I was just talking to a guy who had a successful construction company. He reached out to me through my Facebook advertising campaign. And he said he had like 38 guys working for him. He was making 500 grand a month. This was in 2008. And then the banks just shut down and he lost everything. And he was prideful that he didn't go bankrupt because then he had to pay Home Depot and Lowe's over $500,000 over the next 5 years.
Can you imagine?
To just pay back all the dead assets that he had to carry with these, you know, wood exposed houses that aren't completed. Who's going to buy that? So it just gets foreclosed on. And it's really
sad. Even thinking back, was that like a year and a half when Silicon Valley banks did with their collapse and all those millionaires are lining up for their money and there's no money.
This is the day
we're living in. Can you imagine? What if you're a millionaire who only has like $1 million or $3 million? That's not enough money. Okay. We know that's not enough money anymore. Back in the day, that was a lifetime to be a millionaire. You were a multimillionaire. You made $2 million, you know? That's not our situation anymore. Like you have to have much more than that to survive in this world for a lifetime, you know, with a family and children and whatnot. So my thing was, did they have anything to live on when it crashed? You know, did they have a Joe in their pocket? Because it certainly didn't sound like it.
No, a lot of people were totally unprepared, you know, and they had no fire plan. So they burned, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's so sad. I mean, they worked their whole life for that. Not everybody at Silicon Valley Bank was a bad person. You know, the customers, we can't accuse, you know, the customers of being bad people. They just fell in with the mass and thought it was a good place, you know?
Yeah. And so you had Signature Bank, you know, you had Silicon Valley, both were used by crypto and then the crypto market crashed. Everybody lost everything. And so it's like people, they risk their time, right? Because people don't understand your money. It's your time.
Yeah.
There's very few exceptions to the rule where you trade time for money, value for money, right? So when you have this large sum of time or value, those are years. of your life, maybe decades.
Yeah, decades for us with everything we've put away. It's decades.
And now you're just going to risk it?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're going to go to the casino and put 20 years of your life on black and hope it hits? It's like, for me, it baffles me, because why go through all that stress, anxiety when you already won? Right? If your viewers hit the lottery for $1 million, you're going to go right to the casino the next day and put it on black and try to make two? It's like there's a point where you won. It's like, enjoy. Life is so quick. Very few people are going to be billionaires. I don't even want to be a billionaire. Yeah. I don't want to be approached to get into that Puff Daddy club.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I just want to have comfort for my family. I want to provide dance for my daughter, lacrosse, football, basketball for my sons, car payments that are going to now come up with three children, college, which I don't want them to go to college, but if they want to
have
a set goal, mm-hmm. you know, I want them brainwashed, coming back with blue hair. And
that's what I just told my daughter. She's 16, Joe, yeah, and, you know, she's waiting on her car, right? Like, and all this stuff. And I'm like, we're going to slow down here. And she's talking about schools and colleges. And I'm like, we're not going to indoctrination camp school.
No, that's what education is. Yeah, it's like he comes back from college, doesn't even know what gender he is, you know? It's
I'm scared to death about that.
Yeah, starts peeing in a litter box in the living room. And you're like, what
happened? That's so true, though. It's so true. I don't know where I don't even know what happened with that when I see kids wearing, like, ears and it's not Halloween time. And they're like, I'm like, I don't know what this is. And I've even asked kids, like, are you going to a party, like a masquerade party, you know? And they're like, this is how I identify. I'm like, oh, what do you identify with? You know? And they're like, this is my spirit animal. I'm like, oh, so you're showing the world who your spirit animal is? And they're just really confused when I ask too many questions. They don't really have an answer, which tells me they're just running with a group of people because they're indoctrinated by them to be like, we can be whatever we want to be. And this is what I am. And I'm an animal.
Yeah. Wow. It's, really, really nuts. You know, luckily we are, you know, Christian conservative family. Yeah. So all three of my children are aware of what's going on. I sort of tell them what's going on with the media. And, you know, Dad, why do you do so many podcasts? It's like, because this is the real news now. This is where people find out in real information that's not bought and sold by hedge funds to try to push an agenda or narrative.
So true.
You know, it's like, these are where we have open conversations. This is where people can ask anything. This is where people can see real people. And it's an eye-opener from that person, that perfect-looking person who's reading a teleprompter where some billionaire's writing what them to say to broadcast delusional, harmful information, because most billionaires are like Bill Gates and they want mm-hmm. depopulation. They don't care about us.
Right.
So it's like we have to protect each other. We have to help each other. We got to do the right thing. We got to go back to reputation and handshake. You know, with all this social media stuff, anyone can pretend to be anybody they want. That's how all these scam centers in India run. So it's like so important to have that interaction, know that person, have a relationship with the people you want to do business with.
Yeah.
And it's going back to the old school, because the new technology is great in a lot of areas, but it's scary in a lot of areas. It dehumanizes us. Yeah. And it's like we need that interaction. We need that connection, and we need that body language to say, am I doing the right thing? It's like, are you doing the right thing for me, or are you doing the right thing for you? You know, who's more valuable here in this business transaction, me, the buyer, or you, the seller? Right. And it's
right.
And it's just making sure you're doing the right thing for the right reasons. And that's why I love my career, because at the end of the day, all I do is protect people. All I do is save people money on taxes. All I do is protect people from downside. I protect them from lawsuits. I make sure that their goals are totally in line and will come true based on what they're trying to accomplish. And it's an amazing feature to never get a phone call. Like I was working at MetLife, Barnum Financial Group. It was MetLife's number one office in the country, out of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And 2008 happened, 2009, and I come into the office and there's yellow tape when I get out of the elevator. And we had about 400 agents, and I was like, and there's people who hung themselves in the office because they had $300-400 million books and the market just lost 60 points. So you're talking, these guys lost hundreds of millions of dollars for their clients. And unfortunately, some of their clients, which are close to New York, were mobsters.
Oh, yeah.
They were threatened to kill their children, their spouses. If you don't, I said, I never, ever, ever, ever want to put myself in a position where I think that I'm such a sociopath that I could be the top 10% of money managers to outperform the S&P 500. And you look at the data, 80% of people can't even beat the S&P 500. And then on top of that, everyone's investing in these target funds, which are god-awful. Mm-hmm. And then they're dollar-cost averaging doing it, which is god-awful.
Because that's horrible.
That's the mean way down. So now instead of getting 10% or 12% or 0%, you're averaging at like 4% when inflation's running at 7%. Good luck.
Wow.
So it's like you have to do that long-term planning. You have to do what the winners do. If you want to be a winner, you have to copy what winners do. If you want to be a loser, you copy what losers do. That's how simple our world is. And it's like all I do is just copy those strategies of the ultra elite and wealthy, and I bring it to the blue-collar market.
Which is so beautiful because we hear about the tax loops. And we'll talk this before we close out today a little bit. We hear about the IRS tax code and this and that, and nobody knows how to use it. But you took the time to learn all of it, and you brought it to the blue-collar Americans. So, you guys, that is in existence, and it does, you know, change your life, I'm assuming, if you know how to do this, which is something I really need to investigate since I get charged a lot of money every year. And I just really think that, you know, what you're doing is so beautiful, Joe, because we've waited and we've waited and we've waited instead of taking action on our own for so many years. And now that there's so many people across the globe taking action, we're realizing not just indoctrination and all these things, we're realizing that there's other patriots that are business owners now that are helping patriots. So like you are one of the epitomes of the title of our incomplete network here, a true patriot helping all these patriots, which is just so beautiful. So I wanted to point that out before we go today. So everybody knows they can head over, sign up for a quick consultation. It is free. Joe will talk to you for free and meet with you. And however he can squeeze it all in, he will. And when you do that, remember, he's a patriot who's literally reaching out to help you, and he's not charging you. He gets paid in a whole different way from the system in which it's worked. It's not your direct pocket money, right, Joe?
That's correct.
Yes. So just so you know that, you're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to set up a consultation, and Joe's not going to come back and go, oh, it's $200 for the hour. That's never going to happen with Joe Lombardi or anybody at Ironhawk Financial. So I just want to be real clear to anybody out there that thinks differently. If you sign up and you want to discuss any of these things and, you know, the future, there you go. It will be free. And also, when you get your annuity thing on the site, I want to learn more.
Yes.
So you have to come back and we'll do like an annuity hour or something.
100%.
That would be fantastic. So check it out. I've been, before we go, I want to just, we got it up there. Connect with Joe at ironhawkfinancial.com. Okay. Please go there. Before we go today, we have to point out General Flynn. Okay. So I had him on the show. It was fantastic. And his tour's going incredible. And I'm really excited for him. So I have a little intro, Joe, or an outro to play of the movie before we go. So before I play it, because you and I might still be here, but when it's done, it'll leave the live. Is there anything else that we can say about Ironhawk Financial to close you out today?
I just want to help. And if you feel like you have a question, you know, reach out, how silly it is. I'm just trying to build relationships with like-minded people and work in the circles of people that match my ethics, morals, my moral beliefs. And And I appreciate the platform, Jody. I love your energy. I love who you are. And every time I see you, I just leave happier than before I came. So,
thank you, Joe. And same. I finally feel like there's just like by the grace of God, meeting people like you, I feel like, wow, this is so empowering to teach other people they don't have to go broke at the end of the day. You know, like that's a huge thing. And I'm really, really very specific about who I'll bring on here to discuss finances. And right now I will only use Joe, you guys. So I'm serious when I say that. So thank you so much. Hang out for just a second so you can see our intro and I can tell you bye personally. But you guys, I'm going to throw out my ticker here for General Flynn before we play the outro, okay? I just want to say that you can purchase these down below in the link, okay? That does help PHP. However, it also gets you what you need, same cost. You can get the streamable version that has been released. You can get it in Apple Podcast and a few other places. So you can get the DVD. You can buy the movie tour tickets and the event tickets. If you do the VIP, you get your personal meet and greet, and he does not slack on that. He will spend time with each and every one and take pictures with them. He's all the way across the nation, so use the website at flynnmovie.com or click my link down below. There's gear there. It's an incredible thing that is going on with the revealing of the deep state wall he built. That's my favorite part of this tour because we don't see this. And I want to put out a message and ask if it's digitized yet, if it's going to be digitally available for us, because they built a deep state wall. And when you go to the tour, it's everywhere. So it shows the connections of everybody who's indoctrinated and sucked your life and your money out of you. And then you can go to Joe and regain your money back. So here we go. We're going to get the intro right now. Outro, sorry. I like to use intro more than outro, apparently. All right, here's the Flynn movie clip.
President's former national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. And so I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
Powerful stuff, right? That's our short little clip. So everybody head on over there, click the link down below to do that. And also go to ironhawkfinancial.com. Look for a consultation, sign up. It says contact us and sign up with Joe. Joe, thank you for being a patriot, helping other patriots. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you for being a patriot to bring us together.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. God bless you. God bless Post 45 and God bless America. We are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see you all soon. Thanks for watching.